Well, it's Thursday night, and you're listening to Kayak Fishing Radio. I'm Chip Gibson, a tree hugger. Welcome aboard, all. We're had a little rain here in Atlanta, and got a little wet. I was out riding my scooter and just got stuck right in the middle of it. So I got my shoes off, and hopefully that won't insult anyone. I see that. And here comes Buzzard Row. Lighten up. All the folks are dialing in right now. So, all right, we're going down the line. Bad Bad Cast.
Yes,
down
sir.
Off. Here.
Howdy, sir.
All right. And you know what? I don't have my list in front of me. Is that you, D? Or is it Chuck?
Chuck.
Oh, sorry, man.
See,
I just walked in the door, man. I just walked in the door. I know 3-2-1 is either Chuck or D. And so here we go. Redfish Chuck. So,
all right.
How's that? Is that cool?
Present.
How you doing, buddy? How you feeling, man?
Good, bud. I feel great.
Going out and put holes in fish faces yet?
No, that's going to be Saturday night.
Saturday night. All right.
Saturday night.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, it's good to have you back on the show and up and about, man. We missed you. All right?
Yeah, appreciate it.
Okay. 707. Who's that?
Sorry. Spike here.
Golly.
Spike. Hey, 3 seconds. 3 seconds late in radio is 3 seconds late. It's summertime fishing in California. Finally a fish report with something that has fins. How you guys all doing?
We're doing great, Spiker. Good to hear from you, man.
Thanks. So,
and you come bearing a fishing report that says you caught fish.
We went to, Mishi and I ran off to Puerto Rico for a couple of weeks, and we turned off the phones. And I got to tell you, I'm starting to think I could go to the closest campground, turn off the phones, and all of a sudden it would be an instant vacation.
That's all
I didn't fish much while we were there. I threw about 10 casts, caught a little barracuda, and then went back to the sun. You know, they serve drinks in coconuts there.
Get out. With little parasol.
Get out. It's a hot, humid, tropical environment. I really dug Puerto Rico. There are a lot of great, great opportunities. We ate sushi in a guy's restaurant. He fishes every morning. And, I mean, your sashimi and sushi is bonita and blackfin tuna.
Right.
But every once in a while, he's pulling up a mahi. They're eating jacks, too, which real good fish, actually.
Cool.
But coming back, the rockfish season in the north central region of the Pacific California coast is open June the 13th. We got back on the 14th. I fished my birthday on the 15th, and I caught a 11.5-pound ling cod, which isn't such a bad fish. They get a lot bigger than that. But I'm just shaking the rust off as far as fishing. We had nice seas, too, about 6 foot of swell from one direction, 3 foot from the other. But everybody, there were a lot of kayaks out, too. Everybody managed just about a limit of rockfish, and I'm sure just as many released. And we saw half a dozen ling cod, a few cabazon come in. It's early. The season just started, and the good news about all of that is that this season has been cut down to 4 and 5 months the last several years. Now it looks like it's going to stay open until December the 31st.
Dude, I'm losing connection.
Move on to somebody else. See if my connection comes back.
Oh, you sounded fine.
I don't know. Is anybody else hearing it lagging?
Like
no, it sounded good.
No, it sounded okay to me, man.
I'm clear.
It might just be Skype.
Sorry to bore you.
Skype.
No.
No, dude, no. It's cool. It's awesome.
You know, I bitched and moaned about crab fishing for 6 months, And now there's halibut chewing, there's salmon in the water, the rockfish opened up. And I see a guy on the beach when we fished the other day, and he says, I dropped my pots over at Doran Beach, which is just real close to the house here. He goes, the Dungeness crab are still crawling. So I guess we got another 7 or 8 days out of that.
Awesome.
So the pots are going in the morning.
Awesome.
You guys have had your share of weather this year, I tell you.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Yeah, and, I mean, the north side of Georgia is swimming, as is all the Mississippi Valley area, and the southeast corner and the southern central part of Georgia is dry as a bone. I mean, they were feeding watermelons to cows down there
crazy.
To augment their water. So
just crazy.
Yeah. So let me welcome another one into the chat room here, Mr. Big Fly Reel, Greg Becker. How are you this evening, sir?
Good evening, one and all, from sunny downtown Tampa, Florida, where I am still sitting at my desk at work, so fortunately able to multitask and hopefully not drop the ball too badly on either one.
Sitting at your desk at work. That's good, man. We're going to put up a little sign. The best way to waste time at work, Kayak Fishing Radio.
Well, considering I was supposed to leave here about 4 hours ago, and I'm here fixing other people's mistakes, I'm just fine that I'm dialed in with my homies and my peeps from around the country, plastic and fiberglass.
That's right.
Glad I'm not alone there, Greg. I do the same thing at work too. Fix everybody else's mistakes.
As long as we don't tell where we work, it'll be all right. But somebody figures
exactly.
It out, we're in trouble, right? All right. So that's cool, and got some good news to report. We are having a banner month. Let me read you some stats here. Our highest month ever here on Kayak Fishing Radio as far as live callers and listeners and all was February. Actually, it was January of 2011. We kicked it off on Blog Talk Radio and started keeping stats in December. We had a short month there, but in January 2011, we had 165 live callers, and that was actually. Were you and Joe?
Hey, you're breaking up there, Chip. I'm sorry, I didn't catch all of that.
Yeah, I was saying that we did the. Did you start your? When did you start doing your show? Chuck.
December 16th, I think, was my first show.
Okay, so you were in on January. And
I was on the other Blog Talk Radio, the Kayak Fish N Radio,
right.
And I did one show on there, and it was like a 30-minute show, and then it like disappeared into the internet, you know, heaven, which I'm glad because it was like the worst show ever. but I think the week after that is when I. Started on, we all started together. You came in at the same time I did, and if I remember correctly, your first show on Blog Talk Radio was like, it was looping, and it was
right.
It was all kinds of technical issues.
Oh, it's crazy,
and, we had our own little private Kayak Fishing Radio episode where everybody called the show and it wasn't recorded or anything like
right.
that.
We were just in the screening room just chatting because we couldn't get it to quit looping on the other end.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyways, that was 165 live callers and listeners for the month of January. Well, I'm proud to say that we have busted that here just 6 months later with 222 live listeners and callers so far for the month of June, and we still got a week to go. So that's pretty awesome. And as far as actual, are you still hearing me?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay. As far as actual downloads of our shows, you know, our archive shows where folks are accessing them either through iTunes or through the archives. And if you're not on the new website, kayakfishingradio.com, you can access the show there, you can listen to it, and you can also get into the chat room at that point. The way to do it, and Yak Sushi Media has done a great job of sticking us in there, but you go ahead and you sign in to Blog Talk Radio. and then you just refresh into Kayak Fishing Radio, and it'll put a cookie on your website, and whenever you log in, then it'll automatically stick you in the chat room with your name. So, but so we are at our highest month ever for archive shows was February with 1,622. And we are only about 300 away from that in June. And for our totals, we're only 70 away from having 1,000 live listeners and callers. We are just a little under 1,100 from having 10,000 total. Do we get a platinum record soon when we go to 10,000?
Breaking up again.
Do we get a platinum record or something when we get to 10,000?
You get a chrome-plated microphone stand.
A chrome-plated microphone stand.
Yeah, for awesome. 10,000, I think that's what it is.
Either that or it's paper. I can never remember the anniversary.
Yeah, that's it, right? Or it's paper, yeah. Okay, we got another West Coaster in on the show. Hey, Isaac, how are you tonight?
Hey, man, how's it going?
Yeah, Spiker's back in town, man, so he's gonna start calling in on the West Coast show.
I swear, that sounds like a good plan. I've been swamped, man. I'm so sorry.
Hey, no worries. I know you've been out and about quite a bit, having a good time. So
it's been good. Are you up there whacking them?
When I can get out, yeah, we had the Oregon Rockfish Classic last weekend. We had a few guys from the Bay Area came up, guys from throughout Oregon and Washington, and I keep wanting to say somebody from Idaho made the drive over, too. It was a great time. We had over 40 kayaks out on the water, lots of fish slayed, some big fish were caught this year. So it's a good time had by all.
What's the name of that event?
It's the Oregon Rockfish Classic.
It sounds fun.
Oh, yeah.
Who was the winner this year?
The winner was a gentleman named John, known on the forums as Blue WRX02, I want to say. It was his first time out on the salt, and he picked up a huge, huge 19-pound cabazon.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I have never seen a cabazon that big in my life.
I think the record's only in the low 20s.
Yeah, huge. This thing had a full-size keeper Dungeness crab in its belly.
Y'all know what a cabazon is?
Not offhand,
It's a rockfish that's pretty much a coastal fish, shallow water fish, lives in
sculpin.
Nooks and crannies. And, is it a sculpin?
Yeah, it is a sculpin species. I think it's the largest of all the sculpin species.
It's got the texture of, like, monkfish in the fillet. And it's got a big, ugly head like that, real spiny looking, but smooth. It's actually got more like those fleshy fins on it. A beautiful, beautiful fish. I'm trying to get hooked up on the blog here so I can post some pictures, but I'll get it together eventually. Go on with that, Isaac. You got me all excited here.
Yeah, he picked that up. He also picked up a 11-pound ling cod, so he was doing pretty well. Second place was
first
a ling cod.
That's how it happens.
Yeah. Second place was Ron. He's here from Portland. He's known on the forums as Pelagic Paddler. He picked up a good-sized ling cod, mid-teens, I want to say 14, 15 pounds. Pretty much everyone else, the rest of the top five all had ling cods. I don't think there was another cabazon over 11 pounds. So, yeah, phenomenal event, great time. I had some back problems out on the water, so I ended up leaving it pretty as soon as I could, and missed out on all of the fun. But awesome event, sponsored by Ocean Kayak. So the winner did get himself a new Trident 13. He had it out on the water today and says he loves it. despite his him being a Hobie owner. So that's always awesome. And we had a Next Adventure Paddle Sports sponsored. Hobie Polarized dropped off some sunglasses. We had a lot of great giveaways. It was just, like I said, it just a great event.
Sounds pretty cool, man. And how are you doing, man? What's the scoop on your back?
You know, it's hard to say. I spent an hour and a half at the chiropractor the other day, which is a long time to be at the chiropractor.
Yeah.
I could pretty much keep fishing as long as it's short days. I'm not, you know, I put 14, well, I had 12 miles on the water on Saturday and needed help getting back in. I was in some pretty rough shape. So pretty much anything 4 or 5 hours on the water I'm okay for. Beyond that, it's a big no-no for now. So we'll see how it goes long term.
All right. Well, we'll be listening for you, man, making sure that things
are
taken care of. Yeah. And we got area code 252 joined us in the caller room there. Good evening.
Hey, that might be me, Jeff.
Who is that?
Jeff Madrick.
Oh, hey, Jeff. How are you, man?
Pretty good.
Holy cow, there's so many people in the chat room. I have to, and I didn't see you in there, so you're not in the chat room.
Yeah, I'm just calling in on the phone.
You're just on the droid, man.
Yeah, I'm only out of banks.
You're fishing?
Going to tomorrow. Just got down this evening. Wind's blowing pretty good at southwest, so it might be just a surf fishing weekend. Depends on what the ocean looks like tomorrow.
Okay.
But, you know, we had pretty good luck last weekend. My wife got a 48-inch drum, so we may go down and try that again.
I saw that picture, man. That was a nice drum.
Yeah.
Is that her first citation fish?
Yep, sure was. Well,
awesome.
That was her first citation. Yeah, she just corrected me. That was her first citation drum.
Okay.
She got that 6.5-pound Spanish mackerel last summer. That was her first citation fish.
A 6.5-pound Spanish? Holy cow.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Look on Yak Angler. I've got a picture of it up there on Yak Angler under my profile.
It's like a mini kingfish.
What is it with you guys over there in the Outer Banks and stuff, and Rob Choi and all? You guys got some kind of Jurassic Park out there or something? You're catching all these weird giant fish?
They put steroids in the water up there.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Man.
The only thing I can say is come on down, or in your case, come on up and join us. It's at the intersection of the Gulf Stream, well, the Florida Current and Labrador Current.
Ah.
So we've got a lot. I mean, that's the point. That's where I'm at in Buxton at Cape Hatteras. And those two currents come together right there, a mile and a half from where I'm standing right now. And you've got the fish feeding there where those two currents feed together. I mean, it's classic surf fishing, and when they're not close into the beach, you launch your yak and you go out. And as our friend Rob Alderman says, fishing Cape Point, I have a kayak, it's a no-brainer. You go out. 9 times out of 10, you're going to get on something. And he's right. There's always bluefish and Spanish out there. Last summer, I saw tarpon, school of tarpon, chased by a school of sharks.
Oh, man.
Albacore. I mean, it's the place is just crazy with life, right around those shoals. That's a dangerous place to fish. You need to go with somebody who's been before. Or, right up tight against the shoals. The fish get against the shoals and get away from the sharks.
Mm-hmm.
The sharks won't go close to the shoals.
What kind of sharks?
Yeah.
Black tips is what we saw last year. They were jumping. My wife had one jump out of the water. It was a 5-footer. Jumped up, and she said she could have reached out to it with the paddle. There were some bigger ones. Rob Alderman, the guy, if you ever fish with him, most people here have. I don't know if Rob Choi has. He went out in the Gulf Stream with him on the kayaks. But the guy's standing up in the kayak casting a top water, the sharks. And he can't get them in the feed, but they're spinning all around him. And they take the bluefish, cuts the tail off, throws it out, and hooks up on one, He's got a shark with a 4.5-foot black tip pulling him along, and he's standing up in his rod 135, letting it pull him. And I'm looking, and there's shark fins all around him because he's in the school of sharks.
Oh my God!
He's grinning from ear to ear.
Or something.
You're cutting out again.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's July and August. The sharks are here in July and August. But, I mean, they're Spanish. There's cobia. Last year he caught a 40-inch cobia out of the kayak. Had another kayaking friend, Dave Kimball, up in Virginia, southeastern Virginia. He hooked into a cobia Memorial Day weekend, and it broke his line. So, I mean, it's a great place to kayak fish, surf fish. You've got the ocean on one side. You've got the Pamlico Sound on the other side, flounder, speckled trout, puppy drum. I mean, it's just, it's a great place to be in a kayak.
Awesome. Yes. Okay, I'm motivated now. So how far is that from Charleston, man?
Not sure. You'd have to come up to, like, well, you'd want to take the Cedar Island Ferry and take them up that way. We come in on the north side, guys' mainland, basically.
Okay. All right. We got area code 304 joining us in the talking room there. Who's that? Area code 304. You there?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Who's that?
This is Kayla.
Hi, Kayla. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio.
Thank you.
First-time caller. And where are you from?
West Virginia.
West Virginia?
Mm-hmm.
How long you been kayak fishing?
About 3 years from my kayak.
3 years? Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who do you fish with there?
My daughter, mostly.
Your daughter?
There aren't very, yeah. My dad.
Okay.
Will go sometimes, but he's not a kayak fisher, so.
So he stands on the shore and watches you?
Yeah, pretty much, while I catch the fish.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling in. Go ahead.
Do you fish with a group or anything up there?
I have a few friends that will go out and we go catfishing and going.
Cool.
Are you going?
Do you go noodling and stuff up there?
Noodling?
Yeah.
That's where you reach down and you grab the catfish No, you don't do that?
Yeah. I'm not one of those West Virginians.
Oh, okay.
No. It wasn't any sort of a regional blast or anything. When I think of catfishing, that's what I think of, is people noodling, you know? I don't know.
Hey,
yeah.
Kayla, are you fishing for catfish on your kayak?
I have. I actually caught a 25-pound channel about 2 weeks ago. It's the biggest channel catfish
awesome.
I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's an awesome fish. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So have you?
I don't normally. Go ahead.
No, you don't normally what?
I don't normally catfish from the kayak. I just happened to catch the catfish from the kayak because I thought it would be fun. So I just threw my line out and then took the kayak out in the middle of the river and just happened to catch the biggest channel I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, man. I hope you got pictures of that one.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I take
pictures. Hey, what else do you catch on your kayak? What are you fishing for?
I fish for bass, musky, drum.
Nice.
Yeah,
well, here comes the competition, boys.
Oh, absolutely.
another fish like a girl here. So have you listened to Kayak Fishing Radio before?
Last week I did.
Yeah, so you know our resident fish like a girl, Dee Kaminsky. You heard her?
No, I haven't. She wasn't on last. Well, it was Tuesday.
Oh, okay,
I
yeah.
I haven't heard her yet. I've heard about her though.
Yeah, Dee's a heck of a fisher person. She teaches us all lessons when we go fish with her. So
yeah, where's she from?
She's down around the Titusville, Port St. Lucie, down in Central Florida.
Sebastian.
Nice.
Sebastian area, yeah. We all wish we could
Spring
live
break.
There. I know, right?
Yeah, must be nice. I'll go teach her a thing or two about freshwater fishing. She can teach me how to catch some saltwater fish.
She'll put you on some big trout.
She's teaching me every time I hear something from her.
Yeah, she's a hookup.
Oh, yeah. We've got some nice trout here. You guys have trout in Florida?
They're saltwater trout, speckled trout.
Oh.
Yeah, not like rainbows or browns or anything like that, no.
Yeah.
But we're not all from Florida. I'm in Atlanta. Spiker there, who's getting taught a lesson by Dee, he's in California. We got folks all over the country here. We got Isaac is online. He's in Oregon. And Greg is down in Tampa. And Jeff is up on the Outer Banks. He's out there looking at fish right now.
And the Hammerheads from New Hampshire. Man, we're like all over the place.
Yep, we're covering pretty much coast to coast here in Kayak Fishing Radio. And Kayla, do you know any? Are you related to any of the people that we usually talk to here on Kayak Fishing Radio? How did you find us?
Chuck.
Who?
I found Chuck.
Redfish Chuck?
Yeah.
Oh, so you know Chuck?
Yeah, I found him on Facebook and started talking to him, and then he started telling me about the radio show, and I finally got to listen to it earlier in the week.
Cool. Well, we're really glad that you called in. It's awesome. And Chuck, you didn't tell us you were out there supporting us like that,
yeah.
Man. Chuck's on the line.
I support 24/7. Come on now.
I know, man. You're 110%. So have you actually got a chance to say hi to Chuck?
Hi,
or are you
Chuck.
Just texting him? Yeah, Chuck.
Yeah,
Kayla.
Yeah.
That's cool. Chuck knows me too.
Huh?
Chuck knows D. Dee Kaminsky there.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what, man.
Told me about Dee.
She can catch some serious trout now. I'm telling you, man. I've never seen bigger trout than what the stuff that Dee pulls in consistently, man. And there's something in the water on that East Coast, man. Something about the trout over there just get like gargantuan.
But you know, Chuck is my hero because I saw him catch a redfish on a fly rod.
First ever.
Oh, my gosh. That's my dream.
Well, he's the guy.
That's awesome.
He could show you how to do it. And guess what, Kayla? Chuck is giving away a day trip of him.
I know.
You know. You heard about that, huh?
Yeah, I plan on winning that trip.
All right. Well, that's going to be on Monday. When are you going to do that, Rob?
That's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
And we're still throwing around. If you guys got any ideas on some sort of something cool that we can do to win the trip, right now, as it stands, and Chuck's groaning over there, we're doing double elimination Germany or Florida to win the trip, which means I read a really weird story, you know. You have to hit the mystery music for that. I read the really weird story. And the caller has to determine through the evidence presented, without names and places and things like that, that would obviously give it away, whether or not this weird story happened in Germany or in Florida. Because show. That's right. Because all of the world's weird stories, like really weird stories, happen in either Germany or Florida, or neither. There's an option for neither. So we just have to figure out how to, you know, just like they used to do on the old Loveline show, if you remember that, with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Oh, that was a blast. So anyway,
well, sounds like fun.
Nice.
Got one on the line there.
Yeah, so anyway, sorry.
So Kayla, since you're the first time caller, we have to basically interrogate you and find out what are you fishing out of? What kind of boat do you have?
I have a Trident 11 ocean kayak and
Barry?
Crawler 13 ocean kayak.
Okay, so you have the rod pod and...
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Do you have any special rigging on it that you've put on it?
Well, I'm in the process of rigging out my kayak for a girl's purposes. And
okay.
I've got rod holders. It comes with two, and I've got four. So I can, when I decide to go catch 25-pound catfish out of my kayak, I can put the rods on the sides. And I put a crate in the back storage area to where I can just turn around and I have my tackle box, like, where I can just pull them out and I know what I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking very much about trying to, on the Prowler, taking the middle section out where it's like extra storage and putting a live well in it.
Ah.
Yeah, I'm not really sure how I'm going to do that yet.
Kayla, you got it bad. This is Spike here. Can I ask how old you are?
I'm 22.
Well... At 22, you've got it bad, and you're thinking about this a lot harder and a lot better than a lot of people twice your age.
I can't
wait to fish with you someday.
Well, Kayla, you're going to have to join us. We're going to be up in your area for, we call them boondoggles. It's where the hosts of Kayak Fishing Radio and the owners of YakAngler.com. Have you had a chance to see YakAngler.com yet?
I have. I'm actually trying to write something for YakAngler.com.
You are? What's your screen name at YakAngler?
Yeah, I haven't. I'm trying to do that right now.
Oh,
I don't even have a screen name. I'm just,
okay.
just trying to get started.
Okay, well... You join us on YakAngler.com. That's where we hang out when we're not on the radio show. But we're going to have a boondoggle on Columbus Day weekend. And if you visit us in the chat room there, you know we have a chat room that goes on during the radio show. You can access that through KayakFishingRadio.com or BlogTalkRadio.com/KayakFishingRadio. However you got to us, We're gonna all show up in Charleston, South Carolina. Our buddy down there, Scuba Stan, he's a harbor master at Charleston Harbor Marina, and we're all gonna get together and we're gonna fish for the weekend. So the last time we got together, we were in Jacksonville, Florida. I don't know how many people do we have show up there, Rob?
I think there was like 25 people with wives and kids and everything else, so all told. And who was Hammerhead was the furthest away, although maybe not the most miles, but he came from New Hampshire
right
down there with his family and his kayaks and everything. We had a blast, man. Went to Mosquito Lagoon and fished with Chuck and Dee. It was fun. We had a good time.
That's awesome.
So we go out and we go camping and we kayak fish and all that stuff. Mostly
That's
kayak
awesome.
fish.
I have Hennessy hammocks. And
oh, cool.
Yeah, you just tie them up to two trees. And then
those
you
are,
can...
I've seen those. Those are awesome.
They're the coolest thing ever. And then when you leave, you don't have, like, to leave any trace, really.
Mm-hmm. I'm an old guy, so I'm
in
bed.
Yeah, you don't, it doesn't leave any footprint whatsoever, like
right.
Tent wood.
Yeah, you know,
those
Chuck,
are all
you say
the
that.
Rage.
Or Chip, you say that, but I'll tell you what, for another quasi-old guy, not quite as old as you are, but for guys that had back problems for 20 years, hanging in a hammock, the first time I hung in one of my Clarks, was the first day in about 4 years that I didn't have back pain when I woke up in the morning. So if you hang them right, it's much more comfortable than sleeping in any bed you'll find.
Wow, I'll try that.
That's why I got mine. I have the same problem. And it's seriously, I thought camping would be horrible on my back. And I got them, and it's like a treat for me to be able to go sleep in my hammocks now.
Very cool. Well,
yeah.
Well, Caleb, you get on. No, that's cool. That's why. That's what we do here on Thursday. We call it Buzzards Row. Everybody joins in, and we just talk. We just talk about kayak fishing. This is kind of general, you know, because on Tuesdays, we start off, Rob, he's the Bad Back Cast. He's down in Tampa, and it's basically his live blog show. We get to hear about all of his trials and tribulations and fun times he has when he goes fishing and
fish I don't catch.
You catch fish. and then on Tuesday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, which would be 7 o'clock Pacific Coast time, Isaac the Nothing, who is in there along with Spike, who's going to start calling in and supporting that show.
On a regular basis.
That's right, on a regular basis. And Spiker has kayakfishing.com, which is his website. I mean, it's one of the first ones. Well, because who else would have kayakfishing.com except Spiker, right?
Hey, this was yesterday, in defense of my calling nature here, if this was yesterday, two big fir trees fell across the road a mile up from us.
Right.
In the middle of calls, I see an email. I go, oh, I was looking for that. Boom, down goes the power, which takes out the satellite dishes. Instead of a 3-mile trip to town, it's now 25 miles. And I don't think there's 100 feet of that goes in any straight direction.
Oh, man.
The show was yesterday. I would have been didn't I miss the show yesterday?
The West Coast show was Tuesday.
I did.
He missed the East Coast show.
I missed the East Coast show.
Yeah, that's
so.
Next Wednesday.
Thanks for having me. Hey, can I jump in with something real quick?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
First of all, Kayla, get these boys your address at Kayak Fishing Radio and your name and address, and I'll send you a copy of the Kayak Fishing video. Maybe there's one or two things in there that you don't already know. And the other thing was, I keep hearing, oh, no, there were two things. First of all, it's so great to have a nice young lady who's so sick about the sport and into it on the show. And I noticed lately, you guys know that I've been around here since the beginning, and I've watched the progression of kayak fishing and the number of not just girlfriends and wives, but individual gals who are getting involved with the sport is just fantastic. And I think in the big picture, it just lends to the whole family aspect of it. Day before yesterday, we're out fishing. Two girls come out. They've got their own kayaks rigged and ready, and a couple other girls fishing with their partners. It's just all of a sudden this season, for some reason, I'm seeing a lot more women in the sport, and it's good to see. The other thing I wanted to mention was a couple of people have mentioned back problems related to kayak fishing. I don't know, most of you know, I was an acupuncturist before I was in the fishing business, and that was the transition I made into this thing. And I ended up seeing a lot of paddlers and paying attention to paddling disorders. Most of it has to do with our wrists, our elbows, our shoulders. It's not a back thing. We bring our back problems into this, which I did when I started fishing my kayak some 20-whatever years ago. And I had an incident when I was working in the hospital, and my back was bad for years. When I started fishing my kayak, as we all know, I got the use of and the strength of low back and abdominal muscles that I didn't know existed in my body. And I had a couple of episodes after of my back going out, and people with back problems will understand what I'm talking about. I had a couple episodes of my back going out after I started fishing my kayak, but each time I would let the pain go away and then start fishing my kayak at least a couple times a week. When I actually became an acupuncturist, I used to tell people to get on an exercise bike. And I truly believe that when you're out of pain, if you can keep fishing your kayak, you have a really good chance of overcoming some of those, what are for many of us, middle age and in our 20s, 30s, back issues by kayak fishing. And knock on wood, after all these years, it isn't an issue anymore. And I think riding a bicycle and paddling your kayak at least a couple times a week is probably, you know, and a little daily exercise, that will bring it all together for most people as far as what's necessary to stay healthy when you're paddling. So back stuff, your kayak can fix it. It did for me.
Yeah, I agree. Ooh, man, you know, health is really important in, you know, kayak fishing because I was talking about that the other day on the blog and on the show the other night was, you know, you got to take care of your motor, man. You know, you are the motor. And, you know,
well,
if you run into a physical problem out on the water, it can be a problem, you know.
And that's one of the best things about it, though. It's like, it's all you. It's just you and your rods and the fish. There's nothing else to it.
Exactly, man. You got to keep yourself out, man. Because if your motor goes out while you're on the water, you're in trouble. So it's
right.
You got to definitely, you know, keep up on it, man. I know I'm old, so and I'm not like the picture of perfect health or anything, but I work on it, man. The last thing I want to do is run out of gas out in the middle of, you know, a mile from shore somewhere, you know.
That's right.
The big swim.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think about that too, especially come summertime. I'm living in a cold winter region now, and I'm older than all of you. I just look good. But you know, our swimming skills, being kayak anglers, are really important. And being able, you know, having our cardiovascular in good enough shape to be able to do that long tread for a long time is real important. And any time that water's warm enough, you get a chance to get out and do, you know. I mean, I'm getting old and lazy. I remember the days in Malibu when I used to put a leash on my ankle and paddle my kayak for a couple, and swim my kayak for a mile.
Wow.
I think I need to start doing that again, though. The awareness is coming through from kayakfishingradio.com. Thank you all.
That's right, buddy. Oh, man. And, you know, I'm going to – let me jump in here real quick and say hello to some of the folks in the chat room. My pop's in there. He's always in there listening. We got David Minnick. He's down in South Georgia in Americus. He's one of the directors of Georgia Kayak Fishing, Paddle for Tomorrow. I'd like to say hi to him. He's usually in there giving us – He's a heckler, but he's all right. He's pretty harmless. And LGB, that's one of our newest folks that have been joining us, along with Ghost 1066. That's Tommy. Good evening, Tommy. And appreciate the offer there for the discount to folks. You have some great lures. And Tommy, make sure that you put your website up there so we can get it on tape. I'm sorry, I can't remember all the websites by heart. I need to write it down on my little board here, but
Chip, that's following ghost.blogspot.com.
There you go. If you haven't been to that website and check out Tommy's blogs and some of the lures and stuff he makes, and if you go out and chase turkeys, he makes some really pretty turkey calls too. Got some guests in there. I know the guests can't participate in the chat room, but you're listening, and I appreciate that. And join in next time. Go ahead and register on Blog Talk Radio or come through your Facebook page and get in there and let us know what you're thinking. Greg Hammerhead is up there in New Hampshire listening in. Good evening to you, paddling fan. And paddling fan, he just texted in there in the chat room that this is a great show tonight. And I have to agree with him because this is really the reason that I started doing Kayak Fishing Radio was because I like to listen to people talk about their experiences. I mean, there ain't nothing better than going fishing except talking about fishing, you know. So I really appreciate everybody joining in and calling in and stuff. We got Scuba Stan there from Charleston. He's our Chucktown Recon Master. He said he will be doing a Monday recon of Copahee Sound, which is, we're having the Chucktown Boondoggle on Columbus Day weekend. It's Charleston, South Carolina. We'll either be visiting the Mount Pleasant area, which is north of Charleston, or we'll be just south of Charleston at Edisto Beach. I think we're leaning towards Mount Pleasant because the kayaking and the sound there, and it looks just like a fishier spot rather than just trying to do beach launches all the time. But if we decide to hit both of them, we can do that because we're in striking zone of all of them. Sunrise Yakman is also there in the chat room. Good evening to you, sir. Thank you for joining us. And a couple other guests popping in and out of there. So happy to have all of you there. We're coming around to the time of the show that I have to get those administrative things out and say hi to everybody, acknowledge all the people that are in there. And, man, we've just got a tank load of folks here on Buzzards Row tonight. So. But got a couple of things I want to remind you about. We are doing the 2011, and I don't know if you've heard this yet or not, Spiker. We decided that we want to know what all of our kayak friends out there think is the greatest part about kayaking. So we have put up right now it's a survey for nominations for the 2011 Kayak Angler's Choice Awards. You saw it?
I saw it.
What are you thinking, man?
I'm thinking, I don't know.
I don't know
what to think. I'm thinking I saw it when I was clearing about 2,000 emails.
Right.
And I put it into my Look at This Again file.
Okay, well, look at it again. It's www.surveymonkey.com/s/kayakfishing. It's basically you're going to SurveyMonkey, and we've got about 8 questions in there. It takes you just a couple of minutes, but we want to know who you think is the best kayak angler, and it could be anywhere in the world. We don't have sections off for male or female because we think women compete just as equally as men do in kayak fishing. We want to know who you think the. What'd you say, Kayla?
I said, indeed.
That's right. And we think that the same thing goes along with the best kayak fishing guide. We want to know who you think that is. We want to know what people think is the best kayak for 2011. We've gotten quite a few nominations already. There's some other in there like forum and, you know, kayak fishing websites and things like that. Now, we've got a little – we don't – We would appreciate anybody nominating us, but Kayak Fishing Radio, my hosts, A Bad Back Cast, Landing Crew, or The Nothing, and myself, we can't be nominated. We've taken ourselves out of the running, and there's only one Kayak Fishing Radio, so we know we're the best. And we're humble like Spike is, too.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, and we're humble like Spike is good looking, so...
but I'm 103.
You're good looking for 103, brother. and also yakangler.com is helping us out keeping track of the numbers and putting up links on the websites and stuff like that. So they've taken themselves out of the running as far as a website, and so you can't nominate Kayak Fishing or yakangler.com or any of the folks that work for us. So, but now all of our guide friends and our folks here that are talking, you know, like, I'm just saying, you know, Chuck and Jeff and Rob and some of those, not Rob, the Bad Back Cast, but Rob Choi or Rob Alderman. And I don't know where I'm getting these names from, but here pretty soon I'm going to put a list out to kind of give everybody an idea, make sure we got all the nominations. And then in a couple of weeks, we're going to put it up for a vote. And we want everybody to get out there and vote for who they think their favorites are. And sometime in November, probably the beginning of November, we're gonna give them the badge of honor and the bragging rights to say that they were the 2011 Kayak Angler's Choice.
That's a lot of fun. That's very cool.
And we've got some good responses so far. We've got folks from all across the country that have been nominated. Some pretty interesting things about the kayaks, though. I would have thought that one or two kayaks would have been nominated, but I've got quite a few nominations for the best kayaks for the year. So check that out if you haven't. You can see the links on Rob's blog, abadbackcast.com, yakangler.com, our Facebook page, Kayak Fishing Radio, and we throw it out there every now and then if you want to follow what we're doing. We put out some tweets every now and then on Kayak Fish In Radio. That's Fish In. We couldn't put the ING in there because it's too many letters. So follow us there, and we'll follow you back. And we're just having a good time. So let's see what else we got going on here. All right, so we're coming around to our hour, and now's the time to go down the line. And this is what we do, Kayla. In fact, we're going to let you go first tonight. So when we go around robin, we say, are you fishing this weekend, and what you going to be fishing for? Kayla, you're up.
Okay. I am fishing this weekend, and I'm going to be fishing for bass and muskie.
Nice.
All right. Those are good target species. What are you going to be using for bait?
Well, for the bass, I guess I'm going to see what works. I would say spinnerbait. And the muskie, maybe one of the small bass.
Okay. All right.
I'm
Are they
kidding.
In any top
yeah,
water right now? Do you fish top water?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I can't think of the name of the lures I use for the muskie at the moment, but the huge, like, 7-inch lures with the treble hooks on them, and you have to, it's called walking the dog.
Okay, so like
a... swerve on the top of the water.
Okay, so a spook-like lure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so a big spook on the top water for muskie.
Yeah.
All
I'll
right.
tell you, for... how well it works next week.
Well, that's what I was just fixing to say. We expect you to call back and tell us how you did, because that's what we do at the beginning of the show, see who's been fishing and what they've been catching. So, and you're in the area there of Landing Crew, which is Mark Wheeler, and his show is on Wednesday nights. So, and he's got lines on all of the bait shops and stuff around there, and the folks that fish in the Mid-Atlantic region. I think Mark is from Virginia Beach, in fact, so...
Hello.
What?
Can you hear me?
I do. Hey. Are you in there? I saw you. There you are.
Hey, I'm here.
Mark, we've got Kayla here from Virginia Beach. And
awesome.
She's a fish like a girl kayak fisher.
Awesome.
So,
now, here's my question, Kayla. When are you getting muskie?
Oh, you're from West Virginia.
West Virginia.
Yeah.
I'd
like to be from Virginia. Yeah, I don't get to saltwater fish where I'm at.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Little tip, try using a big frog lure and throw on, you know, you're going to use the same kind of wire that you would use or heavy mono for the muskie. Keep that on the frog. You might be pleasantly surprised.
I have tried that, and I haven't had much success with it, and I thank you for saying that, because I hadn't heard anybody say anything about the frog. I just thought it might be a good idea, so I've tried it and tried jumping up on top of the water and stuff, and the muskie is the fish of a thousand casts, so I was afraid to use a lure that just wasn't going to work at all, but I'll absolutely try that.
Yeah, definitely, you know, throw the frog just like you'd be for bass fishing. And I know a buddy of mine up in Michigan, that's what he does. He uses, I think Spro has them out. They call them the BFF, the big freaking frog. It's like an 8-inch frog or 6-inch frog. It's an absolute, it's huge. And he uses it both for big bucket, bucket mouth bass and for muskies and pike. And it's an absolute killer technique.
If that's Mark,
awesome. Thank you.
If Mark could hang a treble hook on a Coke bottle, he would throw it at a fish. I saw him empty out his bass box in Mosquito Lagoon, throwing everything he could at redfish. So, well, Kayla, we expect you to join us again next week and maybe on Wednesday and hear how you did for the weekend. All right.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. And thanks for calling Kayak Fishing Radio. I'll tell you what. You send me an email at chip@kayakfishingradio.com, and I'll get that. And you give me your address and stuff, and I'll send that to Spike. And Spike has a really good video on kayak fishing that he's going to send you. And I'll send you some Kayak Fishing Radio stickers. How's that sound?
That sounds great. Thank you.
Okay. So chip@kayakfishingradio.com, and I'll get that out to you, and I'll get it over to Spiker, and he'll get you a video in the mail. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. Jeff, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
You got some rods in the water, man?
No, I'm just finished taking some stuff off the grill. Kind of went ahead and wasn't going to get to fish this evening, so I cooked everything for the rest of the weekend. So hopefully the next two nights I can go out and do a little drone fishing.
All right. So just out there on the Outer Banks, and so I guess you will be fishing this weekend.
Yeah, surf fishing. I don't know if it's going to be too windy to put the yaks in the water or not. They're calling for a pretty stiff southwest wind all weekend.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, it sounds tough, man. All right.
Yeah, well, southwest is great for the drum for surf fishing, but not so good for trying to hang on in a kayak. It's pretty miserable out there.
Yeah. Well, if you could put up with that, though, you could go fishing with Isaac over in the Pacific Northwest, man. He's like deadliest kayak.
Yeah, he's got some rough stuff.
It ain't that bad.
Okay, it ain't that bad. Isaac, how many feet of anchor line do you carry with you?
300.
300 feet of anchor line in a kayak. Dude, watching you guys, and you're in a dry suit all the time over there too. So
that's
how heavy is your windlass?
Yeah, our water temperature is close to 80 right now on the south beach, which is south of Cape Hatteras. The north beach north of Cape Hatteras with the offshore wind and the upwelling is probably low 60s.
So you got a really sweet line right there to fish.
Yeah, that line is kind of the shoals.
Yeah.
So in a 20-mile-an-hour southwest wind, you have a tough time holding position, and depending on what the tide and the currents are doing, you don't want to get sucked in the diamond shoals.
No.
So we tend to stay clear of that when the wind's blowing hard, and if the tide's coming in and you got a wind, you don't want a wind pushing you like a southwest wind while the tide's coming in, because that combination, we caught it a couple of times last year. We call them the death paddles, where it was about 30 minutes of paddling at about 80% effort to get out of the current, and that's not a lot of fun.
No. No. And isn't that area called like the graveyard of the Atlantic or something with all
yep,
of those shipwrecks
sure
and stuff? Yeah. So, yep. All right, well, you be safe out there, man. We'll keep an eye on you. You guys can follow Jeff on the Anglers Group. Is that what it is, Jeff, on Facebook?
Yeah, it sure is. And I think anybody in that group can add anybody else, I believe.
Okay.
So you know, you don't have to, like, become Facebook friends with me and have me put you in there. I think you can add your own friends in there because it's pretty much open.
Okay. And there's some great info in there from you guys fishing out there in the Mid-Atlantic area. So keep up the good work.
And I've got that pretty much opened up. You know, trying to get, you know, guys from all over the country or whatever in there. I think Isaac's in there and Spike's in there. So I'm trying not to limit that just to Mid-Atlantic, you know,
right.
Outer Banks kind of stuff. But like be a group where you have some fishing stuff, you want to post it in there and you don't want to annoy all your non-fishing friends, then you post it in anglers or people that care about it can see it.
It's awesome. It's awesome. All right, man. Well, tight lines and let us know how you do.
All right. Hopefully I'll have some pictures to put up for you.
Awesome. Isaac, you fishing right this weekend?
Well, my weekend will be Monday and Tuesday, but yeah, I plan on getting out there. So
I found those big pen stickers for your cart, dude. I'm going to have to send them to you.
Oh, that'd be awesome. That'll be awesome. But we've got the river levels are finally coming back down, so the shad are coming in for their annual migration, which means the monster sturgeon have arrived as well. They follow the shad right on up, so figured I'd go out. I got a little spot that's about 200-300 yards off the bank. Just paddle out, drop anchor, and have a nice day on the water.
Speaking of Jurassic Park, man, there you go. That's a critter.
That's right.
All right. And Isaac's show is on Tuesday evenings, 10 o'clock Eastern. That'll be 7 o'clock Pacific time. Join him in there, and he's doing a great job for us out there on the West Coast, bringing in all the expertise up and down the coast there. And those guys, you guys fish hard, man. You fish hard.
Got hard water. You gotta fish hard.
That's right. All right. Well, take care of your back, man. Let us know how you're doing.
Absolutely. I'll keep up.
All right, man. Mr. Becker.
Sir.
Are you still at work?
I am. Actually just finished up. Great timing. And getting ready to pack up here and head out.
All right. You going to take the little fly reel out there with you this weekend?
Yeah. I've been told that is a plan. We've got a big exercise here on Saturday, which is going to crimp things a little bit. So we might try to either get out tomorrow or Sunday with Junior Fly Reel. But I wanted to mention that 2 weeks ago, I think it was, on the Bad Backcast show, I got lucky and happened to have the fastest fingers on the keyboard and won one of the wonderful prize packs that Rob was giving away. And when it arrived, my son informed me that since I already had a Miradine in the box, in the box, that he was going to commandeer that one for the next trip. And he wanted to make sure that everybody knew that on his third cast with that, he did pick up a nice redfish. So so he was able to come home and tell his mom that, see, all the time I spent on Kayak Fishing Radio was not wasted. I actually helped him catch fish.
All right.
So, so we're looking to go out this weekend and have a good time.
Great. Pictures?
Absolutely, all the time.
All right, man. Well, tight lines to you.
Thanks. You too. And everybody, take care.
All right. Mark.
Hey, Greg.
Crew, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're cutting out, Chip.
Oh, okay. Cutting out. Here, get his attention.
I'm coming. Where is it?
You there? Okay,
yeah,
Mark. So what are you doing? Are you fishing this weekend?
Most likely taking the kids back out to the Lip. Spend a couple hours there. Catch some croaker. Hopefully I have the same situation as Mr. Madre with the southwest wind really turns up the Atlantic. But I just looked at it on the computer, and for us, they're actually calling for a south-southeasterly wind up here, which is just like... That blows in the really warm water, and, you know, things really get going pretty well.
So we'll see what happens there. I probably won't be back on the kayak until after the 4th of July, but we'll see what happens.
All right. You guys get that job finished up?
I just got home from work just now. That's why I called in so late.
Nah, no worries, man. All right. All right, well, Mark's show again is Wednesday nights, 8 o'clock Eastern, Mid-Atlantic to Susquehanna Flats and North. Give him a call, check him out, and appreciate that. And let's see, who's next in line here? That would be...
Ooh, yeah. Is Kayla still on?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is Kayla still on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, you definitely want to tune in to next week's show on the Mid-Atlantic Edition.
Yeah?
Because it is all fresh water all the time for next week's show.
Yeah, that's
so
my
you definitely
funny
want
show.
To tune in. Yep.
I
so,
will be here.
Yep.
All right.
And that goes out for everyone else, too. Next week's going to be all fresh water. Maybe
so
a little touch of salt. But
Bill Dance.
We'll see,
Bill Dance? Bass fishing.
I would marry that man if he would let me.
All right. Here we go. Sans Appendix, Redfish Chuck, are you getting out this weekend, right?
Yeah, man, I'm going Saturday night into the port. Going to go looking for some mangrove snappers, some snook, maybe some giant sheephead. Whatever bumps in the night, whatever wants to partake in some lip ripping.
You're going to put holes in fish faces.
I'm going to put multiple holes in fish's faces.
He's looking for that fish, Chip.
He's looking for that fish?
Yeah, appendix no moke.
Yeah, appendix no mo. That was awesome. I'm actually really, really excited about this trip, more so than I've been about a lot of other fishing trips I've been on. I've fished the port quite a bit during the day. I've only fished it once at night out of the kayak, but a buddy of mine who's a commercial fisherman was netting bait in one of the basins and told me as he was coming out of the basin, it was he described it as a wad of snook that were all 40-inch fish cruising out of the basin. So, yeah, Port Canaveral holds some monsters, and it's one of the most probably untapped resources that we have in the state of Florida because a lot of guys just don't know the rules and are a little bit intimidated about fishing it. We've got depths of 45-foot, so, it's a great place to fish. There's tons of structure, tons of stuff to do. My main target will be the mangrove snappers, but after I get my limit of mangroves, I'm going to go after snook and other large species.
All right. Cool, man. It's good to know you're going to get back out on the water. Have you got your new boat yet?
I have not. That's actually going to be delayed a little bit longer than I had anticipated, but that's okay. It's good things come to those who wait. So.
That's right. All right, so we're excited to see that happen for you, and it's good to have you back on the show again, man, now that you're feeling better, and good to know that you're going to be out there on the water terrorizing some fish, man.
Absolutely, man. Appreciate it. Great show tonight.
Okay, man. Tight lines.
You too.
Spiker.
You know, I'm looking at the forecast here on the Northern California coast. And the wind's blowing 20 knots right now, and it doesn't look like it's going to lay down until about Sunday late. Monday and Tuesday, I got a family coming in from Holland to get some fishing time in on the water, so it looks like the wind is down, the swell is down, and I'll be able to get them into a very fishy experience.
Awesome. And you said you're going to drop some pots too, right?
I'm going to drop some pots tomorrow for my head because I heard the Dungeness are still crawling. And I'll do a couple drifts for halibut and see what's going on there. But I got to tell you, that 19-pound cabazon is going to keep me up for a couple of nights. And that's pretty much all. You know, we've got 20 species of rockfish to fish for up here, plus the salmon. But I'm really dedicating my season the next 5 months or so to fishing the lingcod and the cabazon. and they're just dream fish. And I was just thinking, to see to have an awesome fight like that and then see it's a giant cabazon popping up, that's the last thing in the world you expect.
Yeah.
Quite a fish.
Unbelievable.
Thanks for having me on, y'all.
Yep.
Go ahead, Isaac.
As I was gonna say, I've caught plenty of 9 and 10-pound cabazons, and they're a fight. They're bulldogs. The one thing they want is back under their rock, and they'll pull you off your kayak to get down there. I couldn't imagine something pushing close to 20 pounds.
It's blowing my mind.
Yeah.
And it's all for the fish is just one big muscle with a giant head.
Yep.
Awesome.
Isaac, I look forward to doing the show. There's a lot of stuff I'm figuring out about this North Coast fishing that I'd like to share, and I'm sure I got a lot to learn from you guys.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, anytime.
I'll be there. Thank you, brother.
All right, we'll keep sending you the invites, man.
Thanks.
Jeff. Good to see you. Good to have you back on the show, Spiker.
Thanks, you guys. Hey, by the way, Jeff Madre, you're doing a heck of a job of keeping everybody informed through your angler's blog there.
Yeah, he already dumped out on us, man. But
that's all right. I'm getting a lot of good information from Jeff, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, he's doing some good work there. So, all right, Spiker, we'll talk to you next week, man.
Adios, amigos.
Take care, buddy.
See ya.
And last but not least, my partner in crime there, Rob, a bad backcast. Dude, are you going to hit the beach for some snook?
No beach this weekend, but I'm definitely going out, and I'm off tomorrow. And it's the start of the bad backcast 3-day weekends for the rest of the summer. I'll be out on the water. It's a good tide this weekend. High tide is at 7:39, it looks good, and we got a couple of spots. We're still kind of checking out this new area that we've been hitting the last couple of weeks. Last week was absolutely terrible, but we're hoping it was a bad tide last weekend. So this week, hopefully something a little bit better. So
right.
That's the plan, get out ugly early, launch the kayaks at 5:45 in the morning, and get that 2 hours before incoming tide, and it's awesome.
All right, man. Well, tight lines, good luck to you.
Thanks, yeah, man.
And that's about all we got time for. You've wasted well over an hour talking about kayak
Chuck
fishing. Say what?
Chuck say something? I thought Chuck just said something.
What do you got, Chuck?
Hey, real quick, I have an idea for a boondoggle.
Okay.
The dry tortugas.
Yes.
Like, what?
Yes, sign me up.
Mark's
the dry
Mark
tortugas.
Just fell out.
There's a ferry down in Key West that'll actually transport kayaks for the dry tortugas for, I think it's $20 each way.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but the ferry costs you, it's close to $200 round trip. But did you see the pictures on Salty Shores, by the way?
Yeah,
dude, that's an amazing trip. I definitely want to go on that.
I'm thinking that, you know, if we're going to be down that way, you know, if we're trying to do a boondoggle in the spring, I mean, that would be cool. I'd be willing to go on down for that.
Yeah.
Something to think about.
Yeah, what'd you say, Kayla?
Me too.
Yeah? Kayla, what's the biggest fish you've caught out of your kayak yet? Is that 25-pound catfish?
I caught a 35-pound drum in October, and it was actually bigger, like, obviously, but it was more of a fish-looking fish, and it was difficult for me to get up on my kayak without flipping it.
Right. We call them big uglies. The black.
Yeah, those are my favorite.
Yeah. We got a guy, Bill Howard. He's usually joining us here on Thursday nights, but I don't know, he's AWOL tonight, but he's got some awesome pictures of some big uglies, and we were down in Florida chasing after him. I got a 12-year-old son that we call him the clone, and he was out there chasing after those big uglies. They had tails as big as straw brooms. Those things were huge.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah, so...
One thing that people don't realize, though, Chip, about the a boondoggle down at the Dry Tortugas, it doesn't matter to me because I'm good. I'm good. I can go backpacking for, 5 days out in the wilderness with nothing except, my backpack. But there's no showers down there. There's no – it's very primitive,
Yeah,
it's
dry.
Camping
trip, it's dry camping, yeah.
Yeah, there's no – they have, the eco toilets there, the eco porta potties, and that's about it, man.
Yeah.
But to me, it doesn't care. And if you've seen the pictures on Salty Shores, I believe that post was, the first week of May or something. Go
right.
Check it out. And, they're picking up, gigantic, mutton snappers, the size of your leg and stuff, man. So that's definitely a – thing to behold down there, man.
Right.
It's a dream kayak fishing trip.
Well, we're all about kayak fishing, and
yeah.
I said, this we got to get out more and fish with more people. That's fun to do.
Yeah, man.
All right. Well, we're gonna call it for the night. I've had a great time tonight, Kayla. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
We hope to see you and hear from you again.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you next week.
Don't forget to send me an email so I can get you some stickers, and Spike will send you that video.
I already did.
Okay, great.
I sent you my username also. I don't know how you find me on the Yak Angler thing, but I have a profile now.
Okay, great. Well, we look forward to seeing some posts and put some pictures up in there of your fish and stuff.
I will.
Okie doke.
Absolutely.
All right, everybody, we're going to take it out with Rob's new heavy metal here. So good night, everybody. Tight lines, everybody. Do yourself a favor. Take a good fish, and we'll see you next.